I mean, you could keep rapping, but how long someone else didn't pay attention? There'll be like a couple exceptions and everyone will strive to be them, but that's like lottery-ish, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, inspired by the dark adult rappers that spoke to me. Watching it provide a perspective and scope for me. Seen a few of my favorite rappers speaking on the struggles of juggling what they love and who they love and being practical in my state. But what's the end game here? Is it fortune and fame or a pen game face? A crowd of adoring fans with hands waved in the air. Life is a game that I play, knowing well it ain't fair. Cards that I was dealt, guess I was a late bloomer. Found a gift that I never thought I had in me, like a latent tumor. Dispelled blatant rumors of glamour and glitz. The real truth about indie crowds of adult rappers in the biz. Grind behind the scenes of a typical indie artist that's starving and make ends meet was the hardest thing to swallow. Was startled that these very artists were a part of my come up, but to see them talk about the situations made me hollow inside. The adult in me taking over, wrestling with self-doubt. Got me looking over my shoulder, questioning what I've invested in this crap that I love. Questioning if this subliminal messaging from above. Looking hard within myself, I wonder if I'm the exception to the rule. Cause the point of no return is my contention. I walk the thin line between hobby and career. Committed to the craft perhaps, but not the life I wanna rear. I love the regularity of being home with my family. Recognize the value in hitting the road to be with fans. The paychecks and benefits I can't refute. And the worry of missing payments on my bills is the truth. Major salute to all the full-time rhymers in these minor leagues. Maneuvering like running backs, trying to find a scene. Redefining dreams, one verse at a time. It's real life, more than words in a rhyme. Adult rappers.
Constantly writing, constantly recording. Constantly, sending out business emails, answering business emails, making connections, building relationships, just trying to
I'm a married man with a bachelor's in multitasking. You wonder where I find time to rhyme, thanks for asking. Regular Joe most of the day, but transforming the booth. A different animal on stage, my co-workers got proof. Look a surprise when they look me in my eyes. Revelations of my moonlighting got intrigue on the rise. Into an interview by the obviously ill-informed. Got me feeling like it's a storm after the calm. Cause the norm for me is keep my personal and biz relationships apart. But in the age of the internet, it's hard. 6 degrees of separation between us all. And potential fans, algorithm shrunk the world into the palm of our hands. On the clock, 8 to 5 with the fam. From 6 to 10, from 11, I write and rehearse till it's time to hit the band. Can't forget the emails and the status updates. Blogger radio submission tasks that got me up late. Wearing many hats frustrates. Not as much as sacrificing time with fam in exchange for poor sales uptake. Sucker for punishment or sucker for love. Sometimes love for this music got me feeling all the above. Intoxicated by this culture and this music. The passion that I show is undisputed. Cash flow of music sales got my ego voice muted, so my ego stays in check so my love could run through within 40. Still inspired by the live show experience, connected with the fans, hand to hand is so serious. All of these pieces to the puzzle for success, more or less. All the intricacies of building a rep for all the time spent with no reward. A guilty conscience crept till the game throws me a line and it's swept under the rug for some time. And I bet it's a secret that's kept me from tipping over the edge of the cliff. Adult rappers.
Hip hop, lifestyles require aggression, they require testosterone, they require I don't give a fuck attitude. And when you reach a certain age, you have to kind of embrace the fact that you really do give a fuck, And so it's kind of hard sometimes to rationalize your own place in this, where it's a youth-driven movement, but I'm not so much of a youth anymore.